In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
For award-winning service, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton, your local shelter agents.
At Rainbow, we understand that connections are important. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. With the number of connected devices in your home increasing, so should your internet speed. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
FM, KNZA.
Senior night at Jackson Heights. Welcome back to the second half of our Northeast Kansas League doubleheader. It's the guys' turn. Jackson Heights hosting ACCHS. Wasn't a lot of scoring, but it was a close game. Back in January on the 12th, Jackson Heights got the road win in Effingham by a final score of 28-22. Cobras have kind of gotten things rolling. This is a Jackson Heights team that started the year 0-3, and those were the only three games they played in the whole month of December. But currently in the month of February, Jackson Heights is 4-2, and they've won back-to-back ball games against Oskaloosa and McLeod, scoring 71 and 58 their last two games. So Jackson Heights, after just five wins a season ago, setting at 8-8 coming into tonight. They're coached by Brett Plattner, first-year head man, taking over for Chris Brown. For ACCHS, they have just four wins on the season, but they've actually won three of their last five. ACCHS started the year 0-5, and then after a win, it was a while until they got their second. Atchison County was 1-12 at one point, but now they've won three of their last five to get to a record of 4-14, including a win last night. Atchison County beat Horton last night 52-35. Also have wins against Casey Christian and McLeod here in the last couple of weeks. Troy Hoffman, second-year head coach for the Tigers, also the fourth coach in the last 5 years for ACCHS. But, boy, if they won 3 of 5 and Jackson Heights is 4-2 in the month of February, I guess like the girls, Ryan, it's a marathon, not a sprint, and teams that seem to be playing a little better basketball and hoping to kind of keep that momentum rolling here tonight as they head towards the postseason.
Yeah, you got two hot teams, and, you know, you mentioned Coach Plattner early in his head coaching career, and you got Coach Hoffman at Effingham trying to build some things. So it's a good one. It's a good one to have right now, late in the season, to get prepared for what happens ahead.
We're going to take a timeout brought to you by Boomer's Steakhouse. Our pregame timeout. We'll come back with the Borscht starting lineups and the tip here on KNZA 103.9 FM, Hiawatha.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop of Holton is the name you have come to know and trust since 1983. With five auto body specialists, we strive for fast and flawless repairs. This is Derek Kirk. Our family-owned and operated business provides the personal attention and service that sets us apart. We'll even help with all the insurance work. We offer paintless dent removal and windshield chip repair, as well as complete collision repair and precision painting for all vehicles. Located in Holton, Kansas, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, taking the dents out of accidents.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Along with studio engineers Seth Tollison, Justin Fluke, Ryan Noel, back with you here in Cobra Country. Time to meet tonight's starting lineups presented by Holthaus Auto House. Located in Fairview with a great lineup of used vehicles and online at holthausautohouse.com. For ACCHS and Coach Troy Hoffman tonight, 6-foot junior Caleb Miller, 6-foot junior Kieran Quarter, their leading scorer at 13 points per game. 6'1 sophomore Trenton Kimmy also starting is 6'3 sophomore Colton Myers and 6-foot senior Bailey Wilson. So it's Wilson, Myers, Kimmy, Quarter, and Miller for the Tigers, who are looking for win number 5 of the season here tonight. For Jackson Heights, their backcourt includes Silas Holiday, a 5'9 junior. He's with Jason Bosley in the backcourt, a 6'1 junior. Also starting in the post is Grant Ammon, a 6'4 junior. Dylan Thompson is the lone senior on this Jackson Heights squad, as Thompson is a 6'4 senior, and tonight getting the start, 6'1 junior Dakota Abel. So Abel, Thompson, Ammon, Bosley, and Holiday for Jackson Heights. They're led by Dylan Thompson, 13 points a game. Jason Bosley, 11 a game. But Bosley's been hot lately, 18 points per game in his last 4. Dylan Thompson averaging about 15 a night in his last 5 games, as Jackson Heights as a team has certainly picked up their scoring. So here we go. Tigers will have the basketball, and we're underway. Atchison County going right to left on your radio dial. Jackson Heights 8-8, their final game. Postseason starts Friday for the Cobras. Loose ball. Tigers able to get it back and flip it over to Miller. And now from the near side it comes Kimmy to Quarter. Back over to Miller. Thought about stepping into a 3. Ball knocked free and picked up by Jackson Heights. Atchison County turnover. Holiday in transition trying to get it to Thompson. But good hustle by Quarter to get back and deflect that one out of bounds. 7:33 to go. Jackson Heights will have the possession on their offensive end. Holiday to trigger it in. Abel. Atchison County playing a zone defense here. 2-3 look at the start. Pass to the near side. Abel has it. Holiday over to Bosley. It's really shot it well from three-point land. Here's the ball tripped and stolen away. So both teams turn it over. Their first offensive possession. Just 28-22, the first meeting. Not a lot of points. Jackson Heights able to win it by 6. Miller up top to the near side now. Jackson Heights also going to play some zone defense, it looks like. So both teams zoning at the start. There's a tip and steal by Bosley. Sprints down the court one-on-one with Miller. Shot no good. Caleb might have got a piece of it, as Cobras can't take advantage of the second Atchison County turnover. Both teams kind of feeling each other out. Here's a turnaround lean-in shot missed by Colton Myers. Both teams trying to find themselves offensively here against the zone. Abel bounces it to Ammon. Grant missed last year and trying to get this one into Thompson, and we've got a foul. Ball had been stolen away by Bailey Wilson, and he was fouled by Bailey Wilson. So before the steal, called for the foul. And Jackson Heights will keep the ball here with 6:26 to go in a scoreless first quarter. A couple tall guys crisscross through the lane, and wide open is Dylan Thompson, who scores on a layup, our first points of the night. Good inbound play. Thompson averages 13 a night.
It's a great find on the inbound play. Thompson, you know, screen across, reverse pivot, roll, show your chest to the ball, and scores the easy layup.
Trenton Kimmy went down, but able to get the ball up to Miller. Now over to Quarter, who fires a long 3. High off the rim, Bosley has the rebound for Jackson Heights. 2 minutes gone by. Coach Plattner says push that basketball. New zone that Plattner's brought. A totally different offensive and defensive system than what Jackson Heights boys have been used to. Here's a drive. Holiday off the glass. Count it. +1. Strong take there by Silas Holiday. Really isn't a prolific scorer, averaging just 4 points a game. But boy, that time he was great getting to the cup and laying it in off the window. Foul on Caleb Miller, his first, team second. Free throw for Holiday here. He bends the knee, flicks the wrist, and made it. 3-point play, and the Cobras up 5-0.
What you're seeing from the Jackson Heights defense is working very well. You've got Grant Ammon up top of the 1-3-1, you know, chasing ball, long hands, a lot of length up there, and it's cutting down those passing angles and giving ACCHS fits.
Bosley and Holiday on the wings of that 1-3-1 in the middle. Thompson in the middle. Here's a long two-point shot. Off-balance missed by Miller, and Posley's got another rebound. Holiday pushes it ahead to Ammon. Has Thompson, but a tough pass underneath the basket. Unable to make it, and it's a turnover. So our turnovers are even at two apiece in our first substitution of the night. Charlie Miller, 6'3 senior, with some size coming in here for Atchison County. Like Jackson Heights, ACCHS only having a couple seniors on their roster, so these are programs that are going to have the majority of their team back to build for next year. Here's a drive right into Ammon, and the bank shot good by Trenton Kimmy. Sophomore puts the Tigers on the scoreboard 3 minutes in. Pass over to Abel from the elbow. He'll dribble, find Thompson in the lane. Six-footer no good. Rebounded by Bailey Wilson. Wilson brings it ahead. Both these teams have a lot of guys that can handle the basketball. Skip pass to Kimmy, a three. This one no good. Long rebound chased down by Thompson. Ammon, the leading rebounder for Jackson Heights on the year. Not a very aggressive three-point shooting team. That's not been the MO of Jackson Heights this season. Abel looking down low. Ammon gets the pass. Back out to Abel. Now Holiday skips it over to Bosley, who shoots a three. Switched it in. J-Bo knocks down the triple. Told you he's been heating up. He's made 40% of his three-pointers in the last four games.
And his stat line right now is steal, rebound, 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 three. He's really helping out early.
9-2 start here for Jackson Heights at home. 4 minutes in. Quick ball movement there for the three shot by Quarter. It's no good. Bosley unable to hang on to the rebound. Another three. This one top of the key. Missed by Quarter. Couple open looks there for Quarter and the Tigers, but couldn't make them. And now an offensive over-the-back foul against Atchison County. And it's on Trenton Kimmy. His first team foul number three as the Tigers bring Matt Worley in, a 6'3 sophomore. And Jackson Heights to their bench for the first time. Alex Browning, a 5'8 sophomore. Jackson Heights leading 9-2. Cobras did not play last night, but ACCHS did, and they beat Horton. Reverse layup made by Dylan Thompson. That was really pretty. Second field goal for Dylan Thompson of Jackson Heights. And a timeout by Coach Troy Hoffman as this one's starting to get away a bit. Jackson Heights leading 11-2 as we get a timeout with 3:31 to go here in the first. Our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Find them online at popcorngifts.net. Back in half a minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There is a flag on the play.
What's the call?
Looks like false savings.
False savings? What's that?
Oh, it's when a shop offers cheap tires and then they double down with cheap service.
How do you prevent that?
It's real simple. You just call Wilson Tire at 785-362-8473 in Holton. Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire have loads of experience and are sure to find you the right tire at the right price.
Sounds like a win to me.
When selection and service matter, call 362-TIRE.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Seth Tollefson, Justin Fluke, Ryan Noel back with you here at Jackson Heights. Out of a timeout, Atchison County with the basketball, but have dug themselves a 10-2 deficit. The score was wrong there for a moment, but now it's corrected, and Abel gets a steal for Jackson Heights. In transition, Holiday threading the needle to Browning, who was stripped on his way up. Cobras will keep it with just 3:08 left here in the first quarter. Checking in is Colton Myers, and also for Atchison County for the first time, it's James Sheets, freshman that didn't play much varsity the first half of the year, but has kind of worked his way into the mix. One thing about Colton Myers, you can't miss him out there on the floor, is his shoes will blind you if you look at him too closely, Noel. He's got the highlighters. Neon green. Thompson up top. Drives. He was stripped. Good defense by Atchison County. Turnovers even at three. Here's Colton, Kieran Quarter, rather, that lost the basketball for ACCHS. Transition opportunity there. The Tigers couldn't capitalize. Thompson in the near corner. Down low to Bosley. Double teamed. Back to Thompson. He shoots a three-pointer. It rolls off. Rebounded by Colton Myers. So Choppin says, push that ball ahead. Quicker, quicker, quicker. Sheets. Now Kimmy. Over to Sheets again, and Kimmy comes near side to quarter with it. Long shot by Worley. Switched in on a three. Matt Worley in the near corner. Triple for the Tigers, making it 10-5. Pretty good ball movement there by Atchison County. Now they get a steal. Pat Jackson Knights pass in the lane quarter. Oh, it spun out. But he was fouled, and he's going to get two free throws. Boy, both these teams are really trying to push the ball, but I especially noticed on that last possession, Ryan, really quick, good ball movement there for Atchison County.
Yeah, absolutely. Went up one side of the floor, got a quick reversal back down into the corner, and the made three as a result of it. And after that, a little bit of momentum working your way, get a touch in the press, and a layup out of it.
Now the free throw rattled in there. First point for Kieran Quarter here tonight. Averaging 13 a game, also leading the Tigers in steals and assists this season as a 6-foot junior. Powell is the first personal on Silas Holiday. First Jackson Heights foul, and both free throws good by Quarter, so it was 10-2 a little while ago, but now the Tigers right back in it at 10-7. Nearly had another steal. Heyman gets it up the court to Browning, who makes the layup. Points off the bench. Browning with the tough make there as he caught it kind of underneath the basket. Lead back to 5. Down low, and a travel there is struggling to turn and bank the shot. Colton Myers called for the travel. That's the 5th turnover on Atchison County. Mosley looking over this press. Kind of a 2-1-2 trapping press, and they get a steal out of it. Jackson Knights with their 5th turnover. Now Browning trying to get it back with his quickness, and he does. To Holiday on the wing. Down to a minute 25 left here in the first frame. Thompson at the elbow. Fakes. Nobody was on him. Browning out. Holiday over to Jabo. Skip pass back to Browning. Fakes, and he traveled with it. Almost like both teams are trying to do just a little too much too quickly here at times.
A little too fast there.
12-7, Jackson Knights leads. Went from a 10-2 to a 10-7 game, and now Tigers have a possession down 5, and they turn it over into the hands of Grant Ammon. Both teams a little sloppy as Brett Plattner takes off his mask to yell out an offensive set. He called Kentucky last time. I didn't hear what he was screaming that time, but it's something different. It's under a minute to go here in the quarter. Jackson Knights whipping the ball around as well. Here's Bosley, a 3 in the near corner. That one's in and out. Touched by Browning and out of play, so it'll be Tiger basketball. Caleb Miller back in for Atchison County, replacing James Sheets. And also back in is Bailey Wilson. I love the fact that Coach Hoffman gave me the stat line for Bailey Wilson. Besides 6.6 rebounds a game, he's taken 14 charges this year. That's something that Coach Hoffman has always preached. Toughness. It's probably not a stat that most people wouldn't look at, but that's a lot to take 14 charges in a year. And here's a blocked shot by Dylan Thompson. Jackson Knights out of control on the fast break. Thompson and Miller got sped up. The official steps between them. I don't think there's any harm there. They just kind of were aggressive, trying to rip the ball away from each other. Coach Plattner telling his team to maybe slow down and get under control. They were out of control that time on the fast break. Charlie Miller in. Out goes Colton Myers. 28 seconds, all that's left here in the first quarter. Cobras underneath their own basket as that was a jump ball alternate possession. Inbounds to Thompson from the foul line. Shot won't go. Wilson rebounds. Outlets to Quarter. Plenty of time here. 20 seconds left. Quarter all the way in the lane. Around to Thompson and missed the shot. And here's Bosley to the other end in 3.2 seconds. Bosley scoots it to Browning. 10 seconds to shoot. Nice find in the lane. Thompson turnaround jumper. That rolled off. Both teams getting some looks but can't finish. Across half court with 3. Now the shot at the buzzer a little short on a long triple by Matt Worley. And that'll end the first 8 minutes of play. Our score, Jackson Knights 12 and Atchison County 7. This is a 1-minute timeout on FM 103.9 KNZA.
We really strive to work with farmers.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer with Farmers State Bank in Houlton. Bryce knows every ag producer has unique needs. He takes pride in learning how customers operate and formulating a plan that best fits their needs.
I would say, especially with the team back there helping me, we can think of innovative and flexible ways for our producers.
Innovation and flexibility. That's what I like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Houlton, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal, and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
KNZA.
Dustin Pluck, Ryan Noel back with you here at Jackson Heights. ACCHS with the ball to begin this second quarter. A nice save from an over and back. That Sheets, the freshman, that made a nice save. Now a jumper missed by Charlie Miller of the Tigers. And we're going to get a foul on ACCHS. It's on Bailey Wilson, and that's going to be his second. Jackson Heights leading 12-7 early here in this second quarter. What are you seeing so far from these two teams? Besides turnovers.
you don't want to beat them up for that, but they're sped up a little too much. And I know, you know, coaches are asking them to go, go, go. Sometimes that's a good thing when you have numbers. If you go, go, go and don't have numbers, it usually doesn't turn out so well. So maybe a little more control is what I'd like to see. What I am seeing is, you know, Jackson Heights is pretty poised offensively and getting the shots they're looking for. ACCHS is able to get the ball in. They're just not finishing those looks.
Yeah, both teams have had more offensive opportunities than they've been able to take advantage of. Cobras with the possession here into Thompson. High-low. Nice pass to Ammon. Reverse layup. No. Grant got it back. Shot blocked a second time, but Browning gets it, and then he threw it away. A couple offensive rebounds for Jackson Heights, but nothing to show for it. Led early by 8 and still up here by 5. Down low, Miller. Shoulder. He kind of leaned in there. Called for the charge foul. That's 5 fouls on Atchison County and just 1 on Jackson Heights. Bailey Wilson came out with 2 fouls a moment ago. This is the first on Charlie Miller. Quarterback in for Atchison County, and Colton Myers returns to the floor as well. Trenton Kimmy, Matt Worley, and James Sheets are the 5 out there for Coach Hoffman and the Tigers. For Jackson Heights, it's Holiday, Bosley, Thompson, Browning, and Ammon. Lineups presented by Holthaus Auto House in Fairview, and a Browning open layup. That's a nice way to beat the press. Second field goal for Alex Browning. I don't know if the ball ever really hit the floor. 0 dribbles. And a layup at the other end. 14-7. Kimmy gives it up to Quarter on the wing, and now Worley gets it back in the corner. Kick over to Kimmy again on the right side. He drives, layup, rebound, no good. Jackson Heights has it, an outlet ahead. Here's Ammon. He goes in. Missed the layup. Might have got poked in the eye. Looked like Ammon was going to have an easy layup there on the fast break. Now Quarter, a 3-point shot. It's good in the far corner. Timeout Jackson Heights. Kieran Quarter makes the second triple for the Tigers, and our score is 14-10 with 6 minutes and 10 seconds to go here in this second quarter. Coming up during our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame tonight, we'll pick a player to bank on, brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. In Hiawatha tonight, Sabetha boys are having their way in the roundhouse with 6 three-pointers and a halftime lead of 33-16. Sabetha boys leading Hiawatha and having more than doubled up at the break. Houlton boys were ahead of Perry 20-17 at halftime, and the same score as Nemaus Central at home, leading Riverside 20-17 at half. Earlier here tonight, the Jackson Heights girls with a big second half and a fine fourth quarter to finish off a 46-36 comeback win against ACCHS. Teams all wrapping up the regular season here this week. 1A Substate begins later this week. And a steal out of the timeout, and then a basket, but they're going to wipe it off and call the charge. Well, a Jacksonites turnover, but then the shot was made, banked in, but they wipe it off and say Trenton Kimmy committed the charge. It's his second personal, and he'll have to go out, as I guess that counts as a turnover there for both teams. One on the steal for Atchison County, but then the charge, they give it back. A score still 14-10. Just over 6 minutes to go here in the half. Tigers have gotten some deflections and steals from this full court press. Dakota Abel back in for Jackson Heights. Holiday and Browning give him pretty good speed out there, as well as Bosley. Thompson working the high post. Long skip pass to Jabo. Into the lane, Thompson. And he traveled with it. Again, just not quite set. Just sometimes the feet are moving faster than the mind. 5:45 to go till the break. Seven fouls now in the half, and six of those on Atchison County, including Kimmy and Wilson, who both have two personals now. Atchison County ball down four. Inside, nice move to the basket. Missed shot, but Colton Myers was fouled, and he's going to get two free throws here for the Tigers. Foul is on Dakota Abel, his first. Only the second team foul on Jackson Heights. Myers looking to get in the scorebook. He shoots and he scores. Tigers are 3-for-3 at the line. They've made a couple three-point baskets as Grant Ammon returns, replacing Dakota Abel. Pretty good crowd here again tonight. Jackson Heights pep band up on the stage on the end of the court as well. Both free throws good here for Myers, averaging 4 points, five boards tonight. Got some length to him. Ammon, press broke, and Thompson got pushed in the back. And that's on Colton Myers. He got two fouls now as well. Coach Troy Hoffman saying, hey, you're okay. I think he likes how his team's being pretty aggressive on both ends of the floor. But now they're going to put Jackson Heights into the one-and-one bonus. Just the first personal there on Colton Myers, by the way, but it puts Thompson at the line for a one-and-one. And the free throw, no good. Tip, and the Tigers control the rebound. Jackson Heights has made one of two at the stripe. Sheets, near side, attacking, but losing the handle was Worley. Another Atchison County turnover. Here's Browning. Thompson on the wing to Bosley. Out through the hands of Ammon, and that's another turnover. Unfortunately, we got many turnovers as points here in this ball game right now. 14-12. Tigers will have it here down by only two. And another substitution is Keegan Lott, a junior, makes his first appearance. Tigers playing a deep bench again tonight. Here's a bank shot, good, and that's Lane Mullins that just checked in. 6'3 junior into the scorebook, and we're tied at 14. Holiday, again, they break the press. Jackson Knights moving left to right. 4:40 to go. A three by Dylan Thompson, way out there. He airballed it. And unable to save it in is Alex Browning. Pat Plattner looks at him at the discouraged look, says, Dylan, that's not what we need.
Not the one they're working for on that possession. 14-14 ball game.
And there's a couple steps behind the line and put up a quick shot in the possession. And missed everything. Different lineup for the Tigers right now. In fact, see, they only have Quarter, I think, as a starter. No, Miller's out there. Two starters here at the moment. They played about 10 guys already in this game. Sheets, the freshman, down on the baseline to Lott. Lott attacks and missed it. Abel has the rebound for Jackson Heights. It's a 7-2 second quarter right now in favor of ACCHS. Thompson at the foul line will fake, kick out. Abel, he shoots a three. And that may not be the shot Plattner's looking for either. Here's an offensive board, though, and Bosley is fouled on his putback opportunity. Going to get to the line. But I think Jackson Heights Coach Plattner would like to see him be a little more patient, kind of attack and work the ball inside.
Maybe more methodical against the zone. You know, they're getting good shots, but in that same breath, you know, they're settling for the first outside shot that looks available.
Bosley at the line.
Free throw is a little flat and off the front of the rim. Worley back in for Atchison County. Out goes Keegan Lott. The thing I noticed about all these Atchison County players, though, they all come in and they're all looking for opportunities to score. Aggressive on the offensive end. We just saw that from Lott. We saw it from Lane Mullins, who made a basket right after coming in. Second free throw good for Jason Bosley. He's got 4 points and puts Jackson Heights back up one. 15-14 Cobras down, though. Here's Mullins again. This is a fadeaway. Shot won't go that time. Rebounded by Abel. Thompson wants to push it again for Jackson Heights. Now Slams on the brakes, and Holiday going to set up some offense. Browning fakes the three. Bounces it to Thompson, and this one goes through the legs of Holiday. Not a great pass. I've got 11 Jackson Heights turnovers and 8 for ACCHS. You're missing some. They're happening too fast.
I'm behind a little bit, but happening too fast is very probable.
Well, Tigers fought their way back from an 8-point deficit to tie it at 14, but now Jackson Heights ahead by 1 point. Miller, Sheets, near side. It comes to Worley. He drives baseline. Sends it over to Sheets, who wasn't ready for that pass. He was open in the corner, but didn't handle it. Not expecting that pass. Another turnover for Atchison County as Thompson went out for a real short break, and now he comes back in replacing Dakota Abel. Tigers keep the press up, and they get a steal. Took it away from Holiday, and then fouls Matt Worley. Worley the steal. Coach Hoffman telling his team way to show some toughness. I mean, they are turning Jackson Heights over with that press like crazy. Third foul against Jackson Heights. Second personal on Silas Holiday. And the first free throw, good by Matt Worley. Next free throw, good. So 2 for 2 at the line, and Atchison County's made 6 of 6 free throws. They lead it 16-15. Tigers take the lead. Thompson, the trailer, coming into the lane. Jump shot good in the paint. Right back ahead go the Cobras on Dylan Thompson's third made field goal tonight. And that is steal by Grant Ammon. 10 turnovers on the Tigers, 12 on Jackson Heights. Also, Taken Binkley's come in for the Cobras for the first time. That pass by Browning, but now he gets it to Bosley, who glides baseline and has the shot blocked. Lane Mullins getting the stuff. Tigers down one. Coach Hoffman calls an offensive set here.
Look at the post.
Sheets up top to Miller. Now over to Quarter. Posting up is Mullins. Still kind of a four-out offense for Atchison County against the Jacksonites. They've gone to a 2-3 now. It's not the 1-3-1. Tigers have made 2 threes. Jackson Heights has made just 1 triple. Cobras leading by 1. Reverse layup missed short and rebounded by Dylan Thompson. Binkley. Into the half court. Now Bosley. Binkley sends it over to Browning. That ball kicked. Reset with 1:42 to go here in this first half. 17-16, Jackson Heights by 1.
And Coach Hoffman is content to just rotate bodies in the game, play real hard. You know, the press is serving them well right now, and he's lost his voice over there just asking his guys to be aggressive, throw the ball in the post, and go up, score, and get fouled.
The only thing that's actually in shape for me is my voice. Here's Bosley, a three-pointer, no good. Offensive rebound now on the floor. Geez. I hope Grant Ammon's okay. He seems a little bit slow getting back up. Good hustle by both teams there, getting on the floor for the ball. Jackson Heights keeps the possession. Bosley on the far wing now. Drives into the lane and travels. Well, you know, credit Coach Hoffman. We talk about players playing multiple nights in a row, and Hoffman probably had to do a little yelling last night to coach out a 17-point win against Horton. Coach Plattner having a visit with the officials about the 8-3 foul difference right now on the scoreboard. Yeah, and they're taking a look at him, and, you know, that last tumble after that loose ball, head hit the floor a little bit. And, yeah, they're going to bring him out. You know, coach is out there talking to him and making sure he's okay, which is part of your Acacia rules and coach's expectations. Anytime a player gets a blow to the head, it seems questionable. You got to get him out, you know, make sure that everything is still functioning okay because concussion protocol comes into play very quickly.
Plattner spent that whole time talking to the officials saying, hey, 8-3, we got guys hitting the deck, going down, you know, pulling them out because they may have concussion symptoms or head injuries, and we can't get a foul called. He was really working on them there.
He's using his veteran coach's training from Coach Berger over at Sabetha.
Yep. We're under a minute to go here in the half. Axon County, was that a turnover? I guess. I didn't see a shot go up.
Yeah.
Jackson Heights gets it to midcourt, break the press. Thompson sends it over to Browning, and he traveled with it. It's been a long time since I've seen this many turnovers in a game, and I'm sure both coaches are super frustrated about it. Even though it's Jackson Heights by one, you kind of feel like Addison County has some momentum here.
Yeah, they're doing things really well. You know, they're moving the ball well against the zone. They're getting back to the second side. They're using the short corner. And then they're getting looks inside from it. So they're doing everything you'd want to do off the zone.
Now a three-point shot that's blocked, but they whistle a foul. It's going to result in three free throws. It's foul against Alex Browning. And it'll send Kieran Corder to the stripe to shoot three. With 31 seconds to go, and the Tigers have been pretty good at the line thus far. This free throw good. Corder's got 6 points now, which is a team high. Second free throw is good.
And this is the first lead of the game. Is that accurate, Justin?
Jackson County led 16-15, but
okay.
Then Thompson hit his shot real quick to give Jackson Heights back 17-16 lead. So, yeah, we've had a couple lead changes.
So the back and forth is in play.
Second time that the Tigers have lead, and all three free throws good by Corder. Now giving their biggest lead of the half. They're up by two. It's 19-17. Abel about didn't handle that pass. Now Dakota finds Thompson, foul line. Hayden Doyle's checked in, a 5'8 sophomore off the Jackson Heights bench. Gets the skip pass into the lane. Thompson, he'll shoot it up, and it's no good. 8 seconds left. Corder across half court. 5 seconds. Back to Worley. Now a three-pointer by Corder. Well short, and that'll take us to halftime. Atchison County leading by two on the heels of a 12-5 second quarter. It's Atchison County 19 and Jackson Heights 17 at the break. First half stats, scoring summary, and more all coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Your number one sports fans, Auto Owners Insurance and AG Insurance Agency is a winning combination. We'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit Angie Gantz at AG Insurance Agency in Perry today or online at aginsuranceforyou.com.
Trust. Since the 1950s, your family has trusted their family for all your vehicle's needs. From engine oil changes to engine replacements and everything in between, Ireland Custom Exhaust is where you should be. Trust the ASE certified technicians for more than just your daily driver. Now, Ireland Custom Exhaust can fix and install wiring for your stock trailer and also trailer brake repair. Trust Ireland Custom Exhaust. It's their family helping yours. Located south of Holton on Highway 75.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Olson on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Be really good in a few.
19-17, our halftime score. It's ACCHS boys leading the Jacksonites Cobras, but kind of like the girls' game, Atchison County had a 9-point lead at halftime in that one. Jacksonites came back to win and complete the season sweep, but no doubt about it, both coaches in the locker room right now beating their head against the chalkboard saying, we got to take care of the basketball. I mean, turnovers were by far the story of this half. Jacksonites had more of them and find themselves down by 2. Cobras led 10-2 early in this game, but from that point on, I mean, it was 17-7 end to the first half. Jacksonites up 12-7 at the end of a quarter, but Atchison County leads 19-17 here at the break. And hate to beat a dead horse, but turnovers. And the other big thing in this first half is ACCHS going 9-for-9 from the free throw line. Took advantage of some opportunities there.
Yeah, you're right. Points off turnovers become huge, and when they are getting up and down, playing a fast pace, it does make a huge difference. And the free throws, you know, Jackson Heights is 2 of 4. ACCHS is 9 of 9. The goal, like we talked about in the last game, make more free throws than your opponent shoots. It doesn't guarantee victory, but it sure keeps you a lot closer.
We'll check all the first half statistics brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. For year-round tax help that goes beyond filing your tax return and tax preparation, trust the local experienced professionals that are on your side. Group members include Holton Tax Service with Mike Tankian and Kay Onler in Holton, as well as NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yingst and Gary Schlegel. For ACCHS, they had 5 different guys score, led by Kieran Corder with 8 points. He hit a 3 and then was 5 for 5 at the free throw line. Matt Worley also hit a 3 for the Tigers. He has 5 points. 2 each for Trenton Kimmy and Lane Mullins. Also 2 points for Colton Myers. We told Jackson County 9 for 9 at the line. Hit 2 threes. They had 11 turnovers and 9 fouls. So Jackson County actually had more fouls. I was kind of wrong about that discussion and the foul scenario there in that second quarter. It's Jackson County that has a lot more fouls, more than twice as many as Jacksonites, including Bailey Wilson and Trenton Kimmy with 2 each. For Jackson Heights, they had 4 guys score. Dylan Thompson leading the way with 6. Jason Bosley has 4. Alex Browning also with 4 points off the bench. And Silas Holiday has the other 3. But the Cobras just 2 of 4 at the line, only made 1 triple and had 14 turnovers. 14 turnovers and a half for Jackson Heights. 4 fouls for the Cobras. The only player with 2 is Silas Holiday. Again, our halftime score, Atchison County 19 and Jackson Heights 17. We remind you one last time about our locker room chats wrapping up this week. The next couple of evenings starting at 5:30 here on Kansaland Radio. We'll have our last varsity girls and boys basketball coaches shows here on Kansaland Radio and post them online at mscsports.net. Postseason basketball beginning on Thursday and Friday later this week. All the sub-state brackets will be out tomorrow, and the 1A brackets already out, and we'll have the 1A substates beginning here later this week. Let's take one more timeout. Again, our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. If you want the best, you have to get out of town for the 110% price match guarantee. It's Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. Tiger boys leading Jacksonites Cobras by 2 at the break here on KNZA.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking and Kay Onler at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Gary Slagle and Jacob Yinks at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group members, providing the help you need when you need it.
How is Jeannie Vincent's experience at Holt House Auto House?
I had a very pleasant buying experience with them. I dealt with Joe, and any questions I had, he answered me. He talked to me rather than through above me, around me, or I thought that was very respectful of him. I had a very pleasant experience. They gave me much more respect than a certain dealership that I dealt with in Topeka in the past.
Our name means a great deal at Holt House Auto House.
See them online, too, at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For a free insurance review, visit local shelter agents Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
Save big on a Ferris mower at Heinem Repair during their 2020 model year-end clearance. Ferris, the only brand with patented independent suspension. Get 0% up to 48 months with approved credit. See dealer for details. And check out Ferris's a cut above mail-in rebates for military, EMS, and healthcare workers. Check out the new 2021 models arriving daily and ask Heinem about their layaway plan. Hurry in now, because once they're gone, they're gone. Save big at Heinem Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or at HeinemRepair.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Just about ready to begin the second half. Justin Fluke, Ryan Noel with you. Special thanks to our studio engineer, Seth Tollefson, filling in, helping out in a crunch tonight. It's Atchison County boys leading 19-17 over Jackson Heights. So besides both teams cutting down turnovers, what do you see is a couple things that these teams are maybe looking to do or can capitalize on here in this third quarter?
Jackson Heights is going to want to handle the full court press better. You know, a lot of those turnovers came as a result of some pressure and some cut down passing lanes. And on the other end, ACCHS is going to, I see them, you know, looking to force the ball into the short corner, get the ball into the high post, the low post, and really go to work and continue to capitalize on that free throw advantage.
9 for 9 in the first half for Atchison County. Well, Jackson Knights only made 2 out of 4. Senior night here at Jackson Knights, but not many. The girls only have Amaya Marlatt, and the boys only have Dylan Thompson, so both. The basketball teams only have one senior on each of them. So like this gym, like halfway cleaned out at halftime of that boys' game. So we'll bring it all to you live here on radio and on MSCSports.net, live and worldwide, free online. Cobra's now going right to left, but they nearly turn it over, and they do turn it over on their first possession of the second half. Tried to get the ball inside, but sometimes, like, X and I just not being strong enough with the basketball. Besides some of the careless Ayers passing it. There's a drive into a double team. Shot missed. And then a travel before the shot made by Colton Myers. So the Tigers will give it back here.
In his defense, you know, he goes up for a rebound there. Colton Myers does and trips over a player on the floor. Kind of takes the extra NBA step. We could give that to him, but not in high school basketball.
Still in the inbounds pass. And then a foul as Colton or Kieran Corder intercepted the inbounds pass. So two quick turnovers on Jackson Ives. And I don't know if the Cobras weren't expecting to face the full court pressure or what, but Dylan Thompson just kind of threw it right to Corder there, and Corder's going to get 2 free throws. Foul on Jason Bosley, just his first. And the first miss at the line tonight for the Tigers from the line. It is now 5 of 6 for Kieran Corder. Looking to add to a 2-point lead. Corder eyes it and tries it, and he buys it. He's got 9 now, a game high. 20-17. Biggest lead for ACCA Jets. Jackson Heights, two turnovers already. 16 now for the game. And there's a deflection out of bounds by Trenton Kimmy. Let's reset the lineups. For the Tigers, it's Caleb Miller, Kieran Corder, Trenton Kimmy, Colton Myers, and Bailey Wilson. Lineups brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview with the great lineup of used vehicles on their lot and online at holthouseautohouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Starting five for Jackson Heights. Good to see Grant Ammon back out there as well, so he's okay. Dylan Thompson, Dakota Abel, Silas Holiday, and Jason Bosley for Coach Plattner's squad. Long skip pass, touched out of bounds back near half court, and just a tough pass to make. Coach Hoffman applauding his guys. I see why he doesn't have a voice. I mean, like, it's easy to hear him with my headset on. So I said all five defensive guys in a good stance and a good position there throughout that possession. Thompson fakes the three and threw it away. Bad pass. Caleb Miller up the court, two on two. This one to Corder. Now up top, wide open is Bailey Wilson with a guy flying at him. And it's out of bounds. Now the other official comes in and overrules him and says that ball was touched. Wilson, I guess, had it partially blocked there. Had a guy coming at him. Plattner said he was 2 feet away from the ball, and the official says, do you want a foul instead? Here's a travel on Colton Myers again for Atchison County, trying to get turned towards the basket to get a shot up. Cobra's got to take care of it here. Bozer, long pass up the court, nearly intercepted, but Ammon gets this one. Now Holiday to Jason Bosley, and Jackson Heights, just, I don't even feel like they've had many possessions where they've been able to make four or five passes without a turnover or a quick shot. Run a little offense here. Find some openings. Down low, Thompson fouled. That's going to be the first foul this half on ACCHS. There's not a whole lot of fans or players or either coach that's all that happy with the officiating here. I think it's maybe just frustration because in this game, let's face it, it's been pretty sloppy. It's been a little ugly to watch at times.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And, you know, both coaches are obviously invested in their teams and their success. And a few things aren't going their way. A few other things aren't going their way. And it just starts to add up and grow on you.
Jackson Knights had 10 wins a couple years ago, went 10-10. They're going to get to that 10-win plateau this year. They're going to have to win tonight and then at least one postseason game. Came into tonight 8-8. Got the ball here, but down three. And the Cobras haven't scored in a long time. They had 5 points in the second quarter and haven't scored yet here in this third. Thompson looking to dump it down low to Ammon. That's the high-low. Now the kick out to Abel for a three, and it's an air ball. So the high-low, he thinks, pretty good, but then the kick out and an air ball three-pointer. Jackson Knights settling there again. 5.5 to go here in the period.
You know, and honestly, they did everything right in that possession. Moved the ball, got both sides inside from the high post to the short corner. They just missed a shot.
Thompson gets the steal up the court, coast to coast for the layup. Dylan Thompson now with 8, taking advantage of the Atchison County turnover. Now a reach-in foul on Silas Holiday. Coach Platter screaming at him not to reach, but that's his third personal, so Holiday has 3 fouls and will have to go to the bench as Alex Browning comes in for Abel. Coach Plattner telling the official that he anticipated that foul and blew the whistle. I like hearing the coach speak down here on the court, Ryan, because I don't get a chance to do that very often, especially in full gymnasiums. But there's a nice play. Trenton Kimmy, the beneficiary of a nice pass to the left low block, and he lays it in. Now a steal. Kieran Corder again stole it from Thompson on the inbound. He misses but gets his own high rebound and is fouled. That's twice now. Corder's just taken it away from Jackson Heights. And again, the Cobras not aware of where the defenders are, just throwing the ball to the opponent.
It's that quick reversal pass. Once you inbounds against the odd front press or the 1-2-2 press, Corder's just jumping that thing, just running right at it, and they're going to have to pass fake. Get that through there because it is starting to add up.
Kieran Corder back at the line. He's made a living there tonight. He makes the first of two and the second of two. That makes it an 11-point game for Kieran Corder, who's now 8 of 9 from the charity stripe. And it's a 5-point lead for ACCHS. Mosley dribbles it around, long pass. Holiday still out there with three fouls. Browning came in for Abel. He gets it into Thompson, who kicks it over to Mosley, apparently standing out of bounds when he caught it. Coach Plattner telling Dylan to slow things down a little bit and his whole team. I mean, we've almost seen every possible way you can commit a turnover. That one was caught standing out of bounds. Middle of the play. Here's Matt Worley. Tigers by 5 again with the basketball. Team with 4 wins on the season, but have won 3 of their last 5. Turning, shooting, scoring. That's a 3-point here, and Corder starting to light it up. 14, and now another Jackson Knights turnover. Against the press, driving layup, good, plus 1. Oh, and it's Kieran Corder again. And Coach Plattner is about ready to call a timeout and go nuts here on the sideline. 4 minutes, 4 seconds remaining. It's a 10-point lead now for ACCHS. Turnovers for Jackson Ice turning into points and momentum for Atchison County. 19-29, and two different huddles right now on each side of the scores table as these coaches talk about things. ACCHS on a 10-2 run here in the third quarter. We'll take the timeout. Back in half a minute on MSCSports.net.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Kansaland Radio.
Four minutes, 4 seconds left here in the third quarter. Justin Fluke, Ryan Noel with you. And at the line is Kieran Corder, who just got another steal, made the basket, and here's his and-one opportunity on a free throw out of this timeout. 4 of the 5 fouls in the second half. Now on Jackson Ice, 2 on Dylan Thompson. Missed free throw, and we'll see if Plattner's plea to his team will result in any better job of taking care of the basketball. Jackson Ice now with 19 turnovers in this game. Thompson, they keep getting it to him at the high post. Working the inside out. Mosley on the far side without the dribble now. Down low to Ammon. Goes underneath. Finds Browning, who drives and then dribbled it twice after he had picked it up. And that is 20 turnovers now and about 20 minutes of basketball. 16 plus, 20 minutes. And less than 20 points. They have more turnovers than points. Near steal by Mosley. The ball popped up in the air, but Corder gets it back for the Tigers. He skips it over to James Schutz, the freshman who just came in. Air ball to 3, but an offensive rebound by Trenton Kimmy. Corder looking in, and we got a couple guys tangled up down low, and they call the offensive foul, trying to hook Alex Browning. And they really didn't need to. I mean, Colton Myers is 6'3", guarded by 5'8", Alex Browning, but it's Myers here that's going to pick up his second personal foul.
A little energetic when you get a little on you and you're down there and you want the ball and your guards don't see you, so
do more than you need to, huh? Jackson Knights again struggling mightily with this full court press. Mosley back to Holiday, beats it 3-on-2. Holiday kicks it out and Ammon shoots a long 2-point shot, 15-footer no, tipped by Thompson no, and then tipped out of bounds, and it'll stay here Jackson Knights basketball. Jackson Ice was down 2, 19-17 at halftime, and now ACCHS has extended that lead to a 29-19 advantage. Corner, Mosley will shoot the 3 on the inbounds play, and that's short. Rebound fought for and controlled by Colton Myers. He finds Matt Worley. Player's a little slow getting back to the other end. Here's Corder. Back to Worley, knocked free, and a foul on Jackson Ice. As Worley hit the deck,
No free throws here with 2:51 to go and a foul on Grant Ammon. That's just his first. Tyus Holliday has three for Jackson Heights and Bailey Wilson on the bench with three fouls for Atchison County. Tigers lobbing it in and Thompson fouls James Sheets. And that is three on Dylan Thompson. Still 29-19 on the heels of a 10-2 second half spurt here for ACCHS. Nice find to Sheets at the low block. Shot blocked, though, by Jason Bosley. Nice recovery by the Cobras. Here's Holliday into the half court. Jackson Heights in the home whites moving right to left. Holliday nearly traveled. Now Thompson, the high-low pass down low, and this layup missed by Grant Ammon. Pretty good shot, good execution again. Cobras couldn't finish.
And I think that ball got blocked from behind a little bit. That point-blank shot tipped by someone from ACCHS hustling down to get their hands on it.
Here's another turnaround move and a travel on Colton Myers. Well, he's been whistled on that a few times tonight. Just kind of changing that pivot foot as he tries to turn and face the basket and get squared up.
Yeah, and it's really an easy fix with that, Justin. From the coaching side of it, you always coach bend your knees, bend your knees, bend your knees. And that prevents a little bit of that, you know, rock back and forth because your balance is better.
Jackson Knights against the pressure. They now have Holliday inbounding the basketball instead of Thompson. Bosley tightly guarded by Kieran Corder. Boy, he might have avoided a five-second count getting rid of that with the pass. Now Bosley wanting to drive and a block foul called, trying to cut off the baseline is Trenton Kimmy. I think that's foul number three on Trenton Kimmy. It's foul number three on Atchison County here in the second half. And we've got 2 minutes to go in this third quarter. Six fouls on Jackson Heights. The Tigers have shot it very well at the line tonight. Have a chance to get a lot more free throws here in the final 10 minutes. Cobras struggle inbounding it on their offensive end. Get it to Bosley, jumping near half court. Defended by Miller. Bounce pass to Browning. Near side to Holliday. Ammon working hard to post up. Finds Thompson. Kick out Bosley. Three-point shot. Far side. Got it. Jason Bosley. First field goal since the first quarter. He's got seven, and boy, did the Cobras need that. At the lane, Wilson turns. Nobody there. Out the quarter. 90 seconds left. Wilson tried to drive, but his pocket was picked. Tigers with their 16th turnover. Good hustle by Charlie Miller to get on the deck and try to get that ball back for ACCHS. And Bosley might have tweaked his ankle a little bit there after he had lost the ball. And I think it's Bosley that also picks up the foul. Number two on Bosley. Team foul number seven. So Miller going to get a 1-1. That was a Jacksonites turnover. I guess they lost it. I'd kind of look down.
Yeah, and the thing Miller. Is, Bosley had great hustle to get on the floor and try to get that thing. He was a little surprised he came up with the foul, but kind of the backstory behind this is now you've got an ACCHS team up seven when it happened, but now they are shooting free throws for the remainder.
And have shot them well tonight, and they make one of two here, so the lead is currently eight. Holliday pressured in the backcourt by Caleb Miller. Gets it to Thompson, and there's another foul. You know, part of this game has been a struggle to broadcast because of the turnovers and sloppiness, but especially here in the second half, I just feel like there's been zero flow at all because we're constantly getting whistles and just the play has been stopped. I mean, in the first half, both teams are going up and down the court almost too fast. They were turning it over, but now, man, we just had a ton of whistles. That's 11 fouls here in the third quarter.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and, you know, from sitting on the coach's bench, too, it's really tough to coach in those games where there's just no flow. You can't really get anything going.
Holliday.
Not that the kids aren't playing hard, just tough to get anything going.
Holliday misses the shot, but Grant Ammon is there to clean it up. Jackson Heights getting second chance points, and that's the first time that Grant Ammon has scored here tonight. Deflection at the end of the Tiger bench. 52 seconds to go in this third quarter. Atchison County led by as many as 10. And we'll have the basketball here. Back to the inbounder. That's Matt Wirt. And he lost it out of bounds. Yeah, I don't feel like there's been a stretch of even like 45 seconds in this third quarter where we haven't had a whistle or some kind of stoppage of play. More turnovers, more fouls, some free throws. don't know what Worley did after picking up his first foul, but Coach Hoffman didn't like it, whatever it was, and yanked him out of the game. Mosley going to be asked to handle the basketball against his press himself. Spins a couple times and now passes it across the half-court line to Holiday. Silas goes right side of the lane, picks up his dribble. Down low to Ammon, who's bumped and fouled. And this one on Charlie Miller, 12 fouls in the half. And for as much as we talked about letting him play in the girls' game, it's called pretty tight right now here in the third quarter.
They heard us.
Second foul will send Charlie Miller to the bench and bring in Lane Mullins. Jackson Heights has the ball down six, though. Boy, a bucket or so here at the end of the third quarter, and they're certainly right there in it. Thompson, nobody anywhere close to him. He'll dribble across the lane, flip it out. Bosley shoots up a three. No good. Rebounded by Bailey Wilson. Well, the Tigers hold for one shot here, leading 30-24. Pass ahead to Caleb Miller. Knocked by Browning. Now down low, it's Mullins working for the shot. He kicks it out. Three-pointer missed by Quarter. 8 seconds left. Offensive rebound by Wilson. Wilson at the foul line. Thompson knocks it out of his hands, and that's a foul. Thompson thought he had all ball, but it's going to be his fourth. That's just kind of a silly foul there with 3 seconds left. Now Atchison County going to get free throws with the clock stopped here at the end of this third quarter. And four fouls on Dylan Thompson is a big hurt as well. Wilson, a 1-1 free throw. Nope, short. Rebound, Jackson Heights. 2 seconds left. Mosley lets it fly. Three quarters length, and it's no good. So on to the fourth we go. Tigers by six. Atchison County 30. Jackson Heights 24. One quarter to go after this 1 minute timeout here on FM 103.9. KNZA.
Community Healthcare System is overjoyed to see COVID-19 vaccine numbers growing around Northeast Kansas. We are proud to collaborate with our public health partners to organize vaccine clinics and administer vaccines in the counties that we serve. We hope you'll help us stop the pandemic by maintaining vigilance through the winter and spring. Wear your mask, wash your hands, and social distance for a little while longer as we continue to roll out the vaccine. Thank you for helping us beat COVID-19. Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Kansaland Radio.
Custom Fluke, Ryan Noel back with you here at Jackson Heights. Start of the fourth quarter, Kieran Quarter on the baseline runner. What a night for him. Quarter has 18, and it's Atchison County leading 32-24 against Jackson Heights. And then another turn. What happened? I missed it.
Backcourt violation. Mosley just got over the line and went to pivot and stepped over the midline.
22 turnovers now on Jackson Heights. Down eight. Wilson kicking it out. Quarter of three. My, oh my, he got it. Never a doubt. Blackjack, baby. 21 for Kieran Quarter tonight. Lead is up to 11 for ACCHS. Here's Holiday. A nice stop and go. Scoop shot, no. Missed the layup, but he did draw the foul. 35-24, and to the line here for the Cobras goes Silas Holiday. And a three-point play earlier in the first quarter tonight. No points since, and he misses his free throw. And that's a problem for Jackson Heights. Boy, if you're going to try to catch up, mount a comeback in this game, you're going to need to take advantage of the freebie opportunities that come your way. Bosley goes out, Binkley in. Kimmy returns for Atchison County. That was foul number two on Caleb Miller. Team foul number six on ACCHS. So both teams in the bonus now. Holiday missed both free throws. And Grant Ammon almost over the back. It'll be ACCHS basketball. So the Cobras now 2 of 6 at the line. ACCHS has made 13 out of
Jackson Heights gets a steal. Here's Holiday. After Ammon intercepted the pass, up the court, Holiday. Big shot good with the left hand. Silas Holiday missed both free throws, but he's got 2 points on that bucket and the 18th ACCHS turnover. Cobras back within nine. 6:50 to go. 22 Jackson Heights turnovers. Here's Sheets, no good in the corner for three. And then a foul after Silas Holiday had the rebound. We're going to walk to the other end for a one and one. That is 15 fouls here in the second half and still 6:44 to go. Foul on Colton Myers, his third. 35-26, Atchison County leads. Holiday, the front end, short. He's missed three free throws, and then he just went over the back of James Sheets, and we're going to go to the other end for another one and one. And I tell you what, I don't know if they're trying to prove something, but the officials have started calling this way too tight. I mean, we got a lot of touch fouls here. A lot of free throws and still 6:43 to go. Another one and one at the other end. Sheets shoots and it's no good. And rebounded by Ammon. Yeah, that was almost another over the back.
Another.
Felt like we were going to have a whistle again there. Holiday, long pass over to Abel. Again, Bosley on the bench. Cobras needing offense. Thompson out there with four fouls. Good ball movement to the near side. Holiday's got it. Skip pass to Abel. Binkley up top, fakes left, dribbles right. 6:15 left here in the fourth quarter. Thompson gets it at the high post. Dumps it down to Ammon. Kicks it out to Binkley. Threw it away. Quarter intercepts it up the court for a layup. An easy one is good for two. 23 points now for Kieran Quarter off the 23rd Jackson Heights turnover of the night. Bosley coming back in for the Cobras, but it's an 11-point Tiger lead with 6:02 remaining. It's been crazy how many times Jackson Heights has ran like a high-low, and you felt like they were going to at least get a shot. I mean, they've had the ball close to the basket, but it seems like maybe just not an aggressive enough mindset, or maybe guys not looking for their shots quite enough.
I'm going to go with the second part of that. You know, they have good ball movement. They get the high-low dump down, or they get a short corner and a kick in, and they're almost looking for that extra pass too much. It's a great problem to have, I guess, to have a really unselfish basketball team. But, you know, you're down roughly 10 here and there every possession in the fourth quarter with 6 minutes to play. It is time for someone to step up on this Cobra team and say, get on my back, let's go. They got to get back in this thing immediately with the way the free throws are going and the foul situation to really have a look at it.
Silas Holiday had picked up the last Jackson Heights foul, and he has four. So now you got Holiday and Thompson. You speak of the foul trouble. Jackson Heights has two of their starters with four fouls, and both of them out there on the court. 2-2-1, ACCHS with full court pressure again. Bosley will break the 10-second count, getting it across the line. Holiday now to Jabo. Thompson at the high post, and he was fouled by Kieran Quarter. What do you think of Kieran Quarter's play tonight? How's he been so good and efficient? I mean, it's been 23, but he's been quiet at times. He really hasn't forced anything.
I'd like to give him a great compliment that it's his first foul. With numerous others that, to be very serious, yeah, he's doing some really good things. He's catching the ball in rhythm. He's aggressive when they don't close out well, and he's hitting some shots from the outside. So pretty dynamic and dangerous right now.
Jackson Heights hits a much-needed free throw here. The front end 1-1, good for Dylan Thompson. Thompson now has 9 points, Bosley 7, Holiday 5, and Browning 4. Lead is 10 for the Tigers. Second free throw short by Thompson, and ball batted out to Silas Holiday as the Cobras get another opportunity here down 37-27. We're at 5:40 to go in this game. Bosley into the lane, around the defender, missed it, rebound, fought for, and a whistle and a jump ball. And it'll stay with Jackson Heights. So an opportunity here maybe for the Cobras. Caleb Miller back in for ACCHS, replacing Bailey Wilson. Atchison County double bonus the rest of the night. Holiday gets it in. Thompson shoots on the baseline. No good. Rebound tipped by Holiday. Boy, he's battling hard with four fouls. But Atchison County comes away with the ball. I can see the Tigers be a little patient here. Maybe work it. I mean, make Jackson Heights get frustrated or come out and foul you. I mean, they're in serious foul trouble. You think Atchison County can melt the clock a little here up 10?
Yeah, I agree entirely. And I know that's not a popular philosophy all the time, but you're up 10 against the zone defense, and you're going to shoot two with the next foul. Pull the ball out. Make them come out and guard and see what you get out of it.
The shot missed, so now Jackson Heights has it. Again, still down by 10. Bosley looking over a zone defense by ACCHS. Played a lot of man in the first half. Here's Bosley, a runner, airballed. Tipped by Ammon, but it hit the backside of the glass. Off of Jackson Heights, it'll be Tiger possession. Lane Mullins back in for ACCHS, replacing Colton Myers. Tigers have some size. I mean, they got, what, 3-4 guys they threw out there? 6-3, kind of rotate some bigger bodies in there. I mean, Jackson Heights has Thompson and Ammon at 6-4, but it's like the Tigers have won the battle of the boards more often than not tonight.
They've improved their depth. You know, they got a lot of kids playing, and some yep. kids are just coming in and getting two or three rebounds and a stick back, but those things are huge in games like this.
Here's a big block shot by Thompson off the missed three by Worley. Now the Tigers keep the ball. It goes through the hands of Mullins. Back to Mullins on the baseline. About half of the fourth quarter gone by. Trenton Kimmy drives, bumped by Abel, and that'll be a foul, resulting in two free throws. On Dakota Abel is second, team foul number 10. Coach Plattner wanting to visit with the official here as to the line goes Trenton Kimmy. First free throw good. Kimmy has 5 points now. The Tigers make another free throw. Kimmy's first attempt tonight. He's got one more coming here. Abel just went out. Second free throw, no good. And a nice rebound there by Ammon. Under 4 minutes we go. Tigers by 11. Jackson Heights led 10-2 early on in this game. But really, since that point, it's pretty much been all ACCHS. Mosley. Holiday. Lob pass. Thompson didn't think it was for him, and neither did the guy behind him as it goes out of bounds. And we've seen turnovers in about any way imaginable tonight for Jackson. I got 24 turnovers in the game.
I've got one more than you, but that might have just been pure error because I was getting used to tallying over there.
It's possible I could have missed. 3:25 to go. Clock still rolling. 38-27. ACCHS has won 3 of their last 5. Jackson Heights has won 4 of their last 6. Nice pass down low. Mullins, good shot fake, and then he finished. Great move there by Lane Mullins down low. Those are the shots you want with the big lead here in the fourth quarter. Right close to the basket.
And they started to do what you talked about. They pulled the ball out, stretched out the defense, and got that high-low dump down for a layup.
Jackson Heights had a tough loss a couple weeks ago, losing to Mario Mount Academy 40-19. That 19-point effort, their worst of the year. Here's a drive and a finish by Dylan Thompson. He's now got 11, a little finger roll there, and it's an 11-point game. See if the Tigers work a little more clock. Nope, they turn it over. Jackson Heights with the ball off the 19th ACCHS turnover. Thompson looks to drive. Pass through the lane, deflected and stolen away. Just not great decisions with the basketball. Near corner, Kimmy. Cobra's got a deflection there, now a foul. Coach Plattner holding his breath because he's got two guys out there that each have 4 personals. This one's actually on Silas Holiday, and that's going to be
Browning,
excuse me. That's only his second. Coach Plattner telling Dylan Thompson to quit passing on the run. Come to a jump stop, make a good solid pass. There's Mullins' free throw, going to be 2 the rest of the way. Any air balls, his first attempt tonight. 2:21 remaining, 40-29.
Jack tonight's won the first meeting by six against these teams in which neither club is able to score 30. The second free throw made, but they say Mullen stepped over the line, so it won't count. Louisville, now the play call here for Coach Plattner. First, Jackson Heights has to handle the ball and get it into the half court. Over to Bosley on the far side, who sprints from right to left down that far sideline. Bosley now without the dribble. Up top to Browning. Holiday gets it underneath. Ammon on the low block. Dribbles and passes it back out as we hit the two-minute warning. Over to Bosley. Jackson Heights has made only 2 3-point shots all night. There's a two-point shot on the run. It's no good. The Tigers come away with the rebound. Kimmy up top to Quarter. Down low, Mullins underneath. Good ball movement. A kick out. Three is good for Matt Worley. That might be the dagger. Up 14 now. Effingham with 90 seconds to go. Holiday, tough shot. Working hard to get a look, and it won't go. Coach Plattner just about to clear his bench and wave the white flag here. 43-29 and a foul. That's going to end the night for Silas Holiday as he fouls out with 5 points. Only one of four free throws. As a team, Jackson Heights has made 3 of 9 free throws. And substitution here. And Jackson Heights clearing their bench. Looks like 5 new guys coming in. Well, the good news is that it's a regular season game, and it really doesn't matter for Jackson Heights because postseason starts with the sub-state opening round game against Troy here on Friday night. And they got a couple days to try to spit this taste out of their mouth and forget about it and come back with a whole new season starting on Friday, right?
Oh, absolutely. Being in the TVL right now, that Troy team is going to kind of do a lot of what we saw. A pretty athletic group that's going to apply a lot of pressure. So there will be some work to be done.
Two free throws good for Trenton Kimmy, and now ACCHS going to clear their bench and take a timeout as well. Be 2 wins and 2 nights for ACCHS boys, who lead it 45-29 here at Jackson Heights. Minute 21 to go. Let's take our final timeout. We'll come back to finish up the play-by-play of the broadcast here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
There is a flag on the play.
What's the call?
Looks like false savings.
False savings? What's that?
Oh, it's when a shop offers cheap tires and then they double down with cheap service.
How do you prevent that?
It's real simple. You just call Wilson Tire at 785-362-8473 in Holton. Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire have loads of experience and are sure to find you the right tire at the right price.
Sounds like a win to me.
When selection and service matter, call 362-TIRE.
Kansaland Radio.
Justin Fukrai-Noel back with you here in the final minute. I thought the Tigers were going to sub, but they actually didn't. So Jackson Heights has 5 new guys out there, but ACCHS still has their regulars on the floor here, up by 16 with just over a minute to go. Tough off-balance shot missed there for Jackson Heights. That was by Devin Mock, sophomore. Hayden Doyle, a sophomore. Tegan Binkley, a sophomore. Lucas Perry, a sophomore. And the last one that I didn't have was Julian Buto, a sophomore. And now 5 substitutions for ACCHS. Tigers going to get win number 5, while Jackson Heights will drop to 8-9 to conclude the regular season. Tegan Binkley must have missed the first free throw, I take it.
Hadn't taken it yet. They went ahead and subbed early. Yeah.
Well, I guess because it was a 1-1. That was only foul number 9 on ACCHS this half. So Tegan makes the first and has one more free throw here. Binkley takes a dribble and another. And now flips it up and it rolls off left side. Rebound by ACCHS. Under a minute to play, a 15-point Tiger lead. ACCHS has played hard, and Ryan, I think the thing that you brought up a couple times that's proven pretty good is the depth
I mean, they bring guys in, and I think most of them know they only may be on the floor for a couple minutes, so all their guys just play really hard when they're out there. Coach Hoffman's really got him kind of bought in, I feel like, and really kind of committed to playing hard-nosed basketball. Free throw for Bailey Wilson, two of them on the way after this foul on Jackson Heights, and the first one rattles in. First point for Bailey Wilson tonight. He becomes the seventh different Tiger to score. Senior starter for Atchison County. Bailey Wilson makes the second free throw as well, and now he will come out. They played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. They played 10 guys in the first half.
Regularly.
Yeah. They got a couple other guys out there now that hadn't seen the court till now, but why not? A couple more fouls here in the final minute of a 17-point game. We've had like 22 fouls here in the second half alone. We're going to get a couple more free throws, and this will be Julian Butto. First of two free throws is no good. Jackson Heights really has struggled from the line. So you know the next 2 days in practice for Coach Plattner, it's going to be handling pressure, taking care of the basketball, and just making better decisions, just being more confident in the on the offensive end. Because Jackson Heights rebounded fairly well, and they didn't defend all that bad. It wasn't like the Tigers got a bunch of easy, wide-open shots all night.
Well, and I'll really refer to the first quarter, a 12-7 first quarter. Where Jackson Heights is up, and I thought they had some patience and did some things pretty well.
Another foul. Two more free throws. So these two will come from Charlie Miller at the line. First one no good. I mean, you would think at some point, in a 17-point game, in the final minute, you'd kind of let him play a little, no?
Oh, Justin, a foul is a foul.
Yes, I agree with you entirely.
Never mind.
Both free throws missed. And we've got a jump ball
here. Turnover. Got travel.
Travel. And Jackson Heights has the ball. Final 20 seconds. Butto gets it to Mock. Devin's turnaround jumper. Ooh, it rolled off the front of the rim. Good fight for the rebound, though, by Butto. Shoots and scores. Butto missed two free throws. That's pretty good aggressive. Get to the rebound and the ball there and scores for the first time tonight. That's going to do it. Final score in this game, ACCHS 47, Jackson Heights 32. A season split and a split tonight. Our post game coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Chris Seymour, owner-agent of Be Outdoors Real Estate. I got into the real estate market because I was already working with a lot of buyers and sellers and just kind of following my passion with the outdoors. It just made sense to go get a license and further that and help other people. Our website, beoutdoors.com. Design is state-of-the-art. It's in-house. We create it. We are up-to-date in technology. We're motivated. We're up-to-date with social media. Other companies just kind of stagnant. They haven't changed. We're just not going to settle and be stagnant. Beoutdoors.com.
It's time to reevaluate your rock driveway with some fresh gravel from John's Repair. Call him at 969-6400 to reach John McManigle, your local handyman, who helps you get your driveway back to the shape it was. 785-969-6400.
At Lasting Impressions, we believe that clearance isn't crap. Come take advantage of our 25 and 50% off clearance racks for huge savings on t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more. Visit us at lastingimpressionsofks.com or stop by and see us at 408 Dakota and Holton, where clearance isn't crap.
A field is never just a field.
Mammoth Sports Construction guarantees their workmanship. They've made it their mission to produce the best sports fields available for those that they serve. They are focused on the work that goes into each field so your team can focus on what happens on the field. Mammoth Sports Construction never takes a relationship or a promise for granted. They know there's just too much on the line. To view previous work and how Mammoth Turf can help you, visit online at mammothturf.com.
Hi, this is Meg from Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha. Every day, banks touch every corner of our lives. They support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Goals like going to college, opening a small business, buying a home, planning a wedding, or having a baby. From your first car to a new life after retirement, Citizens State Bank is here for all your life's milestones. Call or come see us today. Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Don't think it was an accident that our studio engineer Seth Tollefson plays Eye of the Tiger coming into our post-game show, because the Eye of the Atchison County Community High School Tiger gets a big win tonight in this boys' game over Jackson Heights. Our final score, 47-32, and this game started out with Jackson Heights leading 10-2. Ryan mentioned up 12-7 at the end of one quarter, but they were up 10-2 in this ball game early on, and well, both teams were going fast. We had a ton of turnovers in the first half, and that kind of continued into the final two frames as well. But ACCHS went ahead 19-17 at the break and never gave up the lead. ACCHS, a 28-15 second half, including a fourth quarter in which they closed this game on a 17-8 run. And ACCHS wins the second game in as many nights and their fifth game of the season. But they're now 4-2 in their last six games to get to five wins on the season. A tough loss for Jackson Heights, who had gone 4-2 in February and posted back-to-back wins as well. They scored 58 against McLouth and 71 against Oskaloosa. But even despite not playing last night, Jackson Heights just looked pretty flat, pretty disengaged, a lot of careless turnovers. We totaled up 26 turnovers by the Jackson Heights boys tonight as they dropped 8-9 with the loss. And a quick turnaround in a couple days as they start their postseason. It's sub-state quarterfinals. Jackson Heights will host Troy coming up on KNZA later this week. But a 15-point win for ACCHS tonight. Played a lot of guys. Yeah, they had times in which they turned it over and struggled as well. But pretty consistent. I mean, ACCHS, especially 12 points in the second, 11 in the third, and then 17 in the fourth, had a lot of guys contribute tonight in their win.
Yeah, you know, I really like what Coach Hoffman is doing with the program there. Those guys know they're going to come in and play 2, 3, 4 minutes. They're going to play real hard. 10 guys really entered, you know, throughout the game in those minutes where things were in the balance. And I think that paid off for them. I think you saw Jackson Heights jump out early. And their lack of depth, you know, substitutions late in the season, a lot of games. There's some other things there that contribute to that. But I think the depth of ACCHS and the production that they got from the numerous bodies that entered the game really paid off.
Of course, one guy really stood out. You figured the entire stat line. Let's do our Citizen State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on, because that's one of the easiest things you have to figure out tonight, right?
Yeah, it is. You know, and Kieran Corder was really good. 23 points, I'm not sure career high for that young man, but he scored the ball really well. 3 rebounds, 5 steals, 2 assists. And the important stat that I like is 8 of 10 from the free throw line. So, you know, had himself a night, and you said this too, he played within the game. The game came to him, he was able to get some flow, penetrated when there weren't good closeouts, hit some outside shots, and did a lot of things to help his team.
Kieran Corder, 23 points, 3 threes as well, besides the 8 of 10 free throws and the steals boards that Ryan mentioned. He is our Citizen State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on. Let's check all the final stats from this boys' game for the visiting ACCHS Tigers first. Our stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. See members Holton Tax Service with Mike Tankian and Kay on there in Holton, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yingst and Gary Schlegel. Besides the 23 from Kieran Corder, it was Matt Worley scoring 8. Trenton Kimmy had 7. 4 on the night for Lane Mullins. And then 2 points for Colton Myers, 2 points for Bailey Wilson, and 1 point for Charlie Miller. We didn't mention free throws for the Tigers. I mean, we mentioned quarters 8 of 10, but as a team, boy, they were 9 for 9 in the first half and made 18 of 28 free throws tonight. Some of those misses came in the fourth quarter. A couple guys off the bench ended up missing a couple. But it goes back to your stat, Ryan, with ACCHS making 18 out of 28, and Jackson Heights only 4 of 13 from the free throw line. I'm sure besides the turnovers, Coach Plattner will talk about ways to be more effective offensively, not settling, and try to look for the shot a little bit more like we talked about there in that second half.
Yeah, there's a number of things there to improve on, you know, late in the season. But, yeah, the nice part is postseason is a fresh start. You can kind of clear your throat of this one and watch a little bit of tape and then move on, and everybody starts at zeros here real soon. see who ACCHS ends up playing in the 2A substate that they're in. That'll start next week, and that is the Valley Heights 2A substate. They'll be on the road in the opening round. Jackson Heights, final stats tonight. Dylan Thompson scored 11. Jason Bosley had 7. Silas Holiday, 5. 4 for Alex Browning, 2 for Grant Ammon, and 1 point for Tegan Binkley. Also, Julian Butto had a 2-point basket there late for the Cobras. 26 turnovers, though, too many to overcome. ACCHS had 19 turnovers themselves, but 26 turnovers for Jackson Heights. So one of those games that we had 45 turnovers. We ended up with 41 free throws and a whole bunch of fouls, so it was a tough game at times to broadcast for sure, but it's a big win for ACCHS to kind of propel them into the postseason as they beat Jackson Heights here on the road tonight, 47-32. Ryan, enjoy it. Appreciate working with you as always. Any final thoughts? We'll wrap up the broadcast and head to the postseason, I guess, now.
Yeah,
crazy.
The best part of high school basketball is coming. And, you know, it seems like, the outside side of it, the COVID side and everything else, the kids are getting to play. It looks like postseason basketball is going to happen as opposed to what happened, you know, last year late in the season. So it's exciting. It's exciting to be a young basketball player right now.
Jackson Heights girls complete a comeback, a 15-4 fourth quarter. Amaya Marlatt scored 19 as the Lady Cobras capped an undefeated Northeast Kansas League campaign and finished 17-1 on the season with a 46-37 win, but ACCHS wins the boys' game tonight 47-32. For studio engineer Seth Tollefson and Ryan Noel, this has been Justin Fluke. Thanks so much for listening. Good night, everybody.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.